Welcome back.
Salud.
And we're back. Bang.
Missed you, bud.
Missed you too, dude.
It's been 2 weeks. Week and a half.
Lots gone on.
Yeah.
Lots happened.
Our kissing booth episode ran really long.
Yes.
So the second half of that is going out at the time we're recording it. It's going out tomorrow.
Ooh.
So honestly, it's going to be last week by the time you hear this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lots happening.
Oh, boy.
We got a week and a half of shit to catch up on, bro.
Oy vey. Whole mess of things.
Yeah, what have you been up to?
Working. Walking the dog.
Fuck that.
Getting lit.
No, I'm just kidding. I love walking the dog.
Nah, I'm not a huge fan of it. I took my first formal golf lesson.
Yeah, you told me.
Yeah.
You like it?
I loved it.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
He's going to be shooting scratch now.
Yes, we're going back to somewhere around par. Let's get there. Let's get there again. Yeah, it was phenomenal.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. Dude was super cool. I do not know his last name. All I can say is Coach Gabe. Thanks, my guy.
Fuck yeah, Coach Gabe.
Coach Gabe's the man.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's boys with like George Gankus, so it was cool.
No idea who that is.
You don't need to. It's cool. Completely fine.
Cool.
He's pretty popular in the golf community.
You're like, well, you should know about
him. You should fucking know about him.
Pretty fucking cool, bro.
Had our first major PGA Tour.
Oh, that's
the PGA Championship.
PGA Championship
Harden Park, TPC Harden Park in San Francisco.
Colin Morikawa.
Good
shit.
Yeah.
And he dropped the trophy. Did you see that?
That was phenomenal.
It was amazing.
That's a great moment.
He's the fourth guy who's 23 to win a major.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
It's Rory, Tiger, Nicholas, Morikawa.
Wow.
It's an elite group.
That is an elite group.
Yeah.
Holy shit. Well, I mean, he's like, he's robotic.
Yeah.
It's like, he's a fucking animal. He's so natural.
Did you see the video?
So good.
Did you see the part where he drops the trophy?
Yes.
Oh,
have you
great.
Seen the meme that they made where it's him as Kevin from The Office dropping the chili?
Dropping the chili. That's hilarious. Oh, man.
But yeah, that was awesome. I lost a ton of money on that fucking tournament.
Damn.
But yeah, at the end, I mean, who gives a shit? That's the nature of the beast. But, but hopefully now that I took this lesson, you know, I'm going to get my chance to play at Harding Park in a major.
You're going to be right next to Colin Morikawa.
Approximately 20
older.
Years. Yeah. Yeah. Give it 20 years and it'll be like the senior PGA or something.
Makes your debut in the senior.
Yes. The 70-year-old rookie.
Just rips it too.
Yeah. Just 260 on a fucking string.
You get like your heart like 3D printed, just like renews that you're like this really young dude, just like out there. And everyone else
I
like,
would love
fuck.
That. I need a body transplant. I need to put my brain in LeBron James's body. And I can play forever.
Wouldn't that be amazing? Just 3D print LeBron.
I just
want to
see him hit a golf ball.
He hasn't played golf.
I doubt it.
Really?
Dude, all he does is play basketball.
I know, but.
And work out.
I thought he's like played other sports, right?
Football.
That's right.
Yeah.
He used to play football.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he was really good at it, apparently.
Well, I mean, how could you not?
How could you not?
He's been 6'8 since he was like 10 years old.
Yeah,
you know
right.
what I mean? Like, of course you're better than everyone. He's just pushing children down with a man body. No,
oh,
he,
man.
Yeah.
He's a monster.
If you could teach that guy how to just stand
how
at
to
it
whack
correctly.
A golf ball.
Yeah. Jesus.
So, bro, I haven't been listening to much new music lately, but Aminé's new album.
Yeah.
Have you heard it?
Yeah.
Limbo?
No.
It's fucking good.
What?
No, I'm serious.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like the first, you know, have you heard his first album where it's like super fun and like
no.
playful and shit? It's like, I mean, you've heard Caroline though, like for sure.
Like Sweet Caroline.
No.
Bop, bop, bop.
No.
Different?
God damn it. But he's only made one album. It's you've heard of Caroline. Okay. I'm playing this real quick.
Yeah.
Aminé. He's got this super visual style to his videos too. I really liked his like debut. He's like super good. But his next album, his newest one, is fucking good. You ever heard this?
Is that true, man? Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So that's his like big hit.
Okay.
His next album, he's got a song with Young Thug.
Okay.
Already a fan.
Of course.
It's a good song too. Yep. Compensating. Yep. But the whole album, it's like super fucking mature. Hmm. Really interesting. He takes a lot of liberties with like the style he used to have.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Sorry, I went on a tangent there. But
no.
His new album, I was like, damn.
I'm so really, I need to check that out.
I would, yeah. He's got some really
good shit.
How do you
pronounce it?
Amine.
Amine. All right.
It's like the vowels in anime are the same.
Right.
It's just, you know, the they switch the N and the
Yeah. Because that's really what I would always see it. And I'd be like, anime? Who the fuck is this guy? Yeah. Amine. Got it.
Yeah, really. And it's his second album. I'm really looking forward to where he keeps going,
right,
where he continues to grow.
Soon he's going to do the shirtless like Donald Glover thing, like,
bro. He just goes in that
direction.
This
is America.
You know, it's a little similar in like the creative
the growth, yeah,
directions that he's going in. Mm-hmm. Would love to see him write comedy, that's for sure.
What?
He's a funny guy.
Really?
He's really cool.
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Look out for this guy.
In relation to Donald Glover's career.
Oh, yeah.
Donald
Glover, his stand-up special. Not so
good.
Not
good.
No.
No. And this guy wrote for 30 Rock.
Yeah.
It's like, damn, dude.
But stand-up's a different beast.
Yeah.
You know, it's its own thing. But
he had, like, find his own, like, kind of brand and style,
right,
and stand-up,
right,
and it just wasn't really
good. Yeah. I just remember seeing that and being super pumped.
Yeah,
and then
too,
like being not so pumped afterwards, a little deflated.
No.
Yeah.
What was really cool though was that the cast of Community did a table read for charity in quarantine. All
really?
Of them got on FaceTime and did a table read.
Nice.
They did the have you seen Community?
Of course.
Have you seen the episode where Pierce dies and he's like reading off his will like to everyone about
I'm
like
sure
what he wants to give to them or some shit?
Right.
They do like that episode.
Is that the one where he gives all his money to
Don Glover?
Yeah. And then that's how they basically write him out of the show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
he also gives them all a capsule of his semen. funny enough, though, the guy who read the will out to everybody, he couldn't make it to the table read. So they brought in Pedro Pascal.
I don't know who that is.
Mandalorian.
Ah, nice.
God damn it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
It was really cool. He's good. I would give that a watch.
Spoiler alert.
It's on YouTube.
Jesus. Come on,
wow,
bro.
Dude. Unbelievable. Wow. Mandalorian season 2 coming out soon.
Hey. If you haven't seen it by now, what the fuck is wrong with you?
It's pretty good.
It's pretty good.
It's pretty good.
It's pretty good.
I liked it.
I've seen a lot of trash.
Yeah.
I wouldn't put that in the trash category.
I started watching Dark.
And?
You suggested that to me. Fucking incredible.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of the, not only the coolest concepts, but just fucking.
It's amazing.
Super good show.
Yeah.
I'll say though.
It gets wacky.
I know. I was telling one of my friends that I started it, and they were like, yeah, but by season 3, it gets really convoluted.
Like, yeah, it's
insane.
Out of control.
Yeah.
Yeah. It gets to a point where you're like, oh, they're trying to write themselves out of this hole now. You know what I mean? Like, it's so fun to get in there, but then you're like looking up and you're like, how do I get out of this?
Netflix was like, all right, 5 more seasons. And they're like, fuck.
Do they?
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm just,
they need to stop. This is, yeah, because now it's like, Stranger Things, like that should have ended. And
yeah,
the only one that you can just see going forever is, well, not forever, but Ozark is just
really,
oh my god.
I mean I'm gonna get through Dark,
yeah,
gonna go back to Mad Men,
what?
And then watch Sopranos, and then maybe down the line I'll watch Ozark.
Cal, are you
don't you fucking dare.
Are you fucking
all right?
You have to watch Ozark.
No more. No more. No, I'm not watching Ozark.
You have to watch
it. There's so much more I got to watch right now.
Oh, my God. You're going back to 2000 before you get.
Yeah. You know what? I might even watch The Wire before Ozark.
I would say watch The Wire before. Wait, how you've already seen Mad Men.
I haven't finished it.
Dude, what is wrong with you?
I almost
hey,
done season 3.
Community. Yeah. Isn't Allison Brie in that?
Yeah.
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 She was at the table read too. Donald Glover was there. That's what I was going to say. He was really fucking good in the table read.
Nice.
Yeah, he was awesome. Yeah. It was so great to see him.
What was that character's name? Troy.
Troy.
Yeah, Troy and Abed in the morning.
He crushed it. It was great.
I loved that show. Like the first, Senior Chang. Are you fucking kidding me?
Senior Chang.
And then they would do those like paintball episodes. Those were out of control, dude.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I loved that show.
What I love about Senior Chang's like character throughout the show, he just gets more and more like insane.
Right. It's like he's like Mr. Garrison in that regard. Like,
I don't know who that
Garrison just got from South Park. You didn't watch South Park?
I've only watched a few episodes of South Park.
Kyle, I gotta ask you again. You fucking
hey, MJ, you know who has 10 years on me?
Come on, South Park's so good though. No.
Bro, I'm
all right.
Going to fucking
you got time.
Get there. Okay?
You got time. Yeah. You got you're right. I did get a little bit of a head start. And there's so many things that you know that I don't know, so we'll call that a push.
Do you want me to say I'm sorry? Is that what you want me to say?
Look in the camera. Tell Matt Stone and Trey Parker you're sorry.
I'm sorry, Matt Stone and Trey Parker. Yeah, fuck you. I don't know them shit.
You have to edit that out. I need that. And I want to send that to them.
There is. The South Park's now on HBO. So there we go.
Dude, it's so good. And it all,
add that to my list. There you go. You have seen it now.
Yep.
You've seen me add it to the list.
It's on the list.
There. Okay.
The best part is like Stan's dad just becoming like one of the best characters.
Oh yeah,
he like as they become dads, episodes. You know, and they get older, like they make Stan's dad get like funnier.
Oh, really?
And oh, it's so good.
Is his name Randy?
Randy yeah. Marsh.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, Dark.
Good.
What? One more thing I was gonna say though about it. You know how Stranger Things? Because it reminds me of like, the Germans Stranger Things. It's like their like crazy concept. Stranger Things is like fun and light at points because you know their kids having a good time.
It's like stylized, like an 80s kind of horror theme or whatever sci-fi thing.
There's no levity in Dark.
Absolutely
it
not
is dark.
Yeah
it's just constant like
everything's played
everything
straight
sucks.
Yeah
and not even time travel's fun to them. They're like, fuck, I gotta like go and kill a kid.
Well, it's just it's a very like they just play it straight, you know. There's no campiness at all.
I love this take on time travel.
Oh, it's good.
So good.
Yeah. I just love another thing too, though, is, and I've not avoided, but I've like only been consuming the American Netflix or, you know what I mean? Like
American, like Hollywood made.
Right.
Shit.
Right. Yeah. And you know, things spoken in English other than Narcos, which is like a must watch. And blah, blah.
I will watch Narcos.
Yeah. But
I know, I think I've said I've started it, but
when you watch those things, it's like you start to see the same people over and over again.
Yeah.
And you're like, God damn it. And like, it's cool to see people there's no chance of us ever seeing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And like, it makes those characters that much more believable. Because you're not you're not always referencing the other shit that they were in. You know what I mean? Like, I couldn't see Amy Poehler playing like some sad mom, you know what I mean?
Dealing
with her alcohol abuse or something.
It genuinely feels like, because I've seen like some German made movies like from decades ago.
Yeah.
Feels a lot like that where they're just like, real life is not fun.
Right.
Real life sucks.
Right.
And these people have to deal with a lot of shit all the time.
Yeah.
And now there's time travel.
Hey, and now there's this.
Now there's this thing that they have to like deal with.
Dude,
and
you,
it's not a
how
fun
far
thing.
Are you?
I'm almost done with season one. I'm like, in.
So you're like familiar with some shit that's going on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
this one thing that's really funny is the main like dad.
Mm-hmm.
He looks a lot like Mads Mikkelsen. and he has like a brother that's named Mads, and I get really thrown off. It's like Diet Mads Mikkelsen being sad about Mads.
Mads Light.
I'm like, yeah, dude, it is Mads Light. I'm like, damn, dude, Mads Light's fucking tearing through people.
Right,
like,
right. Yeah, yeah.
The, I love that show.
Wait, is that the, what's his name in the show? Fuck.
His name is
Roman?
No,
is that
it's
Roman.
No, it's oh my god.
Oh, the main dad is
the main dad. It's Mads and
Ulrich.
Mikkel.
Oh,
is it Mikkel? No, oh. Mikkel's the son that disappears.
No, Mikkel. Yes, yes. Well, but he turns into Michael.
Ulrich.
Ulrich, that's
Ulrich.
It. Is that what I said? What did I say?
You said, I don't know.
Something, yeah.
Nicole. I don't know. But
Nicole, that's a man's
Ulrich.
Name.
Ulrich's the Mads Light.
Yeah. Dude, this shit gets so weird.
Really?
Oh. It gets so
honestly,
weird.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
When German, when like a German show is just like, you know what, fuck it.
It's phenomenal, though. It really is good.
We're going to go crazy.
But yeah, it's
love the show. Can't
it's interesting how
going.
It ends, but I think you'll like it.
All right.
So,
Lovecraft Country just came out on HBO.
I saw this, yeah. And I haven't watched it yet, but I'm completely unfamiliar with anything about it. I mean, I saw like an image of it.
It gives me a similar.
I don't know what it's gonna be about.
It gives
all.
Me a similar like vibe of not. I mean, obviously it's not the exact same, but the Lock and Key kind of concept where they're like going through all these different worlds.
Lock and Key.
You've seen Lock and Key. You've
I
talked
have.
To me about
yeah,
Lock and Key.
Yeah.
Come on, bro.
Yeah, that's
see
like,
now you've seen too much, and your brain.
Oh, there's
is
yeah,
mush.
There's way too much up there. Especially with like consuming all the shit on Twitter lately. Like,
oh my God.
Yeah, my brain's a mess. No, I've seen Lock and Key. That's where the keys have magic powers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, I'm wondering when that's going to come back. Because then there's like the one. Have you seen it?
No.
Oh, well, fuck.
Dude, I don't have time for all this.
This
shit.
Is bullshit, dude. This is bullshit. It's fun. How do I? I'm working 40 hours a week.
No,
and
don't
I'm
you
watching
pull, don't
all
you pull
this
that
shit. I'm telling you. And I'm watching everything.
I don't know how either. I really don't.
Because I'm a fucking psycho.
Well, I mean, Remy has control of the remote most of the time. And she doesn't want to see none of that shit.
The remote control?
The remote.
Hey.
Yeah.
We're after it.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. But seriously, just hide out up here and just watch.
That's know. What I'm going to be doing.
Yeah.
That's what
yeah.
I'm going to be doing. Don't you worry.
Here in the fish tank.
We're
gonna start our own hype house.
Yeah, we were talking about. I was telling him, like, "Yo, have you ever heard of the hype house?" And you're like, "No." And
no.
I was like, "It's TikTok dudes in a frat house,
right?"
And then there's the sway house.
Ugh.
And now,
the fish tank.
Is the fish tank.
We're gonna start the fish tank. We're gonna find us in the hills next to Dan Bilzerian.
Oh fuck.
Yeah, we're gonna be partying, bro.
Bro, did you see the shit about Dan Bilzerian?
Oh no.
Where he's his comp
is like, he getting me too'd?
No.
Oh.
No. They pay all of those girls.
You can't get me too'd that way?
No.
Okay. Fair enough. Fair enough.
I guess not. Yeah. I mean, he just pays them to hang out with
him. NDAs all over the place.
But apparently, like, the former president of like that company that he had, like the it's not Inferno, is
it's
it Inferno?
Ignite. Yeah.
They're like, they're tanking. They've lost like millions upon millions of dollars.
What is
and
it? What is the company?
It just pays for his lifestyle. That's just what it is. Like he's
his lifestyle supposed to make money? Because
well,
it looks like he's just spending money.
He kept saying that he would always just say that like he can live this way because of gambling. Because of playing poker.
But he's not.
But it's because of like these investment companies or like this one Ignite company that's
right.
just paying for all this shit.
But what do they offer?
I don't know.
It's like Entertainment 720?
I guess.
They're just handing out iPads and shit. Entertainment 720.
They sell CBD, merch.
Okay. Well, they got something. They got swimwear.
But yeah, apparently they're losing so much money paying for just Dan Bilzerian's lifestyle.
Damn.
It's nuts.
Private jets. Girls.
30 girls. 30 staying models.
In like baller ass villas and this and that.
Massive guns,
dinners,
tanks,
yes.
Fucking
all of like his steroids.
Mansions.
Yes.
All of his steroids.
Testosterone replacement therapies, HGH,
all
Blue
his,
Chew.
All of his fake beards.
Yes. Just that are obviously fake.
No, they can't be fake. It's not a fake beard.
That's a weave.
You think that's a weave?
I think it's a weave.
That'd be fucking
I think that
hilarious.
Bitch is sewn in.
It'd be hilarious if he had like one of those like just like coming out kind of videos where he's just like, guys, I have to tell you all the truth.
Oh, no.
And then just takes off the beard. Don't actually have a beard, guys.
That'd be amazing.
I feel like that beard carries a lot of his like macho-ness.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, well,
let me see
Samson?
What Dan Bilzerian looks like without a beard.
I don't think there's any pictures of him without a beard.
There's got to be. No beard.
Oh.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
That's not bad. There's a lot worse. Yeah, you could look way worse without a beard. Good looking dude.
Looks, I don't know. It's not the same. That's carrying
well,
a
no,
lot
he
of
looks,
shit
he
right
looks
there.
Way like tougher and shit,
yeah.
But I mean, it's not like.
But that's like his.
You see some
now.
People without a beard and you're like, oh my God, you look sick.
Yeah.
You look fine. Good for him. Hey, whatever. I mean, so is he the, he's not the owner. Oh, wait, no, he is. Wait,
he's,
go back.
He's like kind of the owner, but he's got, you know, like the president, the CFO.
Ignite's founder and
like
CEO,
that.
Dan Bilzerian. Initially found. All right. Well, this isn't going to say anything bad.
No. But yeah, that was
interesting. We'll have to look further into that.
I mean, I genuinely don't care about this guy.
No.
I mean, I used to think he was cool when I was like 14 or whatever.
Well, who doesn't?
I was like, damn, this guy's living like the fucking shit.
I thought he was cool like 3 weeks ago.
MJ, we're going to have a talk after this.
I might still think he's cool. I don't know.
No, no, it's not
I
real.
Mean, who
it's
gives,
all fake.
Yeah, that, but everything is, dude. Like you do, like you were saying, like investors paid for the fucking hype house. You know what I mean? Everything's fake.
Well, I mean, everyone knew that. These guys are like 15 to 16 years old.
Yeah,
17.
But how many 15 and 16 year olds think that you know, that's how you're supposed to be living right now?
Really? You think so?
Yeah.
I would.
I think
I
there's
know,
people.
Man.
Well, I mean, that's one of the dark sides of social media.
Yeah.
It's like it's a constant comparison to what you're not doing.
And no one really knows what's going on, like behind the
right,
camera.
Right.
Yeah.
I bet the fucking inside of the hype house looks like a goddamn Wayfair.
There's nothing in there. There's nothing.
Really?
Yeah.
I was imagining
like no
it's like,
furniture.
It's probably.
Let's look at this actually. Let's look at what's inside the hype house. Let's see what's inside this bitch.
We're going into the hype house.
Yeah.
You ever watch Entertainment Tonight?
No.
Da-na-na-na-na-na.
Yeah, this video is from Entertainment Tonight. I genuinely have never seen
it. Oh my God, it is.
And I don't
What's up, ET? Welcome to the hype house. I'm Thomas. Let's get a tour.
Huh, wait, he can't be 15, he's got fucking tattoos.
Well, that guy's not 15.
He's the handler. All right,
this is the crew.
Okay, here's what we got here. Oh, we got a little.
Oh, I like that dog.
Little pup. Okay, hang on.
This is Nikki, Tommy, Timmy, Jimmy. This is Marissa. Larissa. Marissa M.
Going full screen in this bitch.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. It's not working.
They've all got little hype beast shoes on.
Yeah. All white, as you could tell.
Yep.
But yeah, this is the hype house.
Oh my God. Now there's like,
there's stuff in
there's
there.
There's one brown girl and then that kid looks like he might now.
And then there's this guy in the back. Just
what is this dude to the left though?
This guy?
Yeah.
I mean, he's the only one that
he's got rolled up chef pants and like a Def Leppard shirt on.
He's got a Timberland,
all of these kids.
On.
Nah, I'm not even going to make that statement. Never mind.
My name's Nick Austin.
MJ, we're not
Nick
creepy.
Austin. I know a Nick Austin, except he's black.
My name's Chase Hudson.
Half black and Italian, actually.
Chase Hudson. His name is Lil Huddy.
Ryan.
What's
up?
TikTok bathroom. when we first moved in, we didn't have furniture or lighting. And
didn't have furniture. Yeah. See, that was that.
Or
was
lighting. What does that mean?
They didn't have any lights to shoot their TikToks.
Do you see what I'm saying?
No, that doesn't strike you as strange.
Like, we didn't have any furniture or lighting.
Well, that's because now they have investors and they need to
right,
their TikToks
right. But I'm saying like that's where you went. Like, that would never cross my like. Oh, we
no,
didn't have
I know.
Lighting.
I know. That's what's nuts about this lifestyle.
How like creepy and manufactured this shit is.
I mean, I don't know how these guys got so popular.
This is like reality. Like, seeing that for most people, this has to feel like the first time all the dummies realized that reality TV was scripted.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, everyone thinks that they're just these really wacky people that live life like this till they find out
it's
produced.
Just scripted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
It's
right.
All just made up.
Oh, go on. I need to see more of this. All Why right. is it? Like, they're in Southern California, right?
Yeah. They're in LA.
Yeah. It's hot.
During nighttime would kind of be our bathroom lights, and everyone filmed in here. People would come over and just would kick it. And when we didn't have furniture, there's really no place to sit. So people would just sit on the countertops and on the bathtub and everything. There would be like 30, 40 people in this bathroom at one time.
Those are all children.
This is what they do.
Well over 1,000 TikToks have been made in our bathroom in the first like 2 months of living here. Now downstairs is probably
are all masters
over 1,000 in a bathroom.
They're all masters of a fighting technique called Chinese hand dancing.
Bro, that's all this is, though. It's
TikTok
just they're dancing with their
hand dancing.
Like
500 yeah.
made down in our living room. But when we first moved in, everyone would just come in here. You'd wake up to people being in here. You'd go to sleep with people going in your bathroom, turning on the lights and filming.
And doing a TikTok.
Getting a lock on our door so no one knows the code. And we got ring lights for the whole house so people
ring lights.
Have to come up here anymore. We have to be here for people to get in the room and to get in the bathroom.
They wouldn't let me in their TikTok, so make this one blow.
This is our bath. Right here. This.
Damn.
But they didn't pay for any of this.
No, they didn't pay for any of it. No, it's some rich guy.
It's like staying in a hotel and being like, this is my bathroom.
But now they're like kind of owned by just some dude. They're just kind of owned. If I'm going to be honest, though, this is better than like, I don't know if you've ever heard of Team 10, the Jake Paul, like,
this is great. I'm learning so much right now. This
we're giving you a little lesson.
Yeah, I'm learning a lot. I'm learning a lot. Smooth.
Yeah.
Very smooth.
But anyway, the Team 10 house was like a Jake Paul owned, like just brand essentially.
Right.
Just like all these like 15 to 18 year olds making their own YouTube content, but it was like it was weird. It was like they would prank each other all the time. They'd always be doing like these vlogs and shit,
right?
Like it got out of hand. Like that
what do
shit,
you mean?
Like they would prank each other like just with crazy shit. Like they would just like completely rip apart the house.
No, yeah,
it was just it's just bad. Like
I
these,
figured
all
I
these
thought
kids
you were
doing
talking like
dancing.
Yeah, they're like gonna give them fucking they're like forge someone's test results. Oh my god, I've got AIDS. And they're just laughing like, oh, Mikey guys, thinks he's got AIDS.
Guys, Jake Paul idiot. Jake Paul said that he needs RP for his drug tests. And what we did, we smoked a lot of weed last night and we were fucking him over.
He's got mandatory piss tests because he got popped with unregistered firearms. He's got to piss clean. Guess what we did? Got super high on coke and peed for him. He's an idiot.
Guess who called the FBI to get all of his unregistered firearms?
Oh my god, that's so funny. They're like, got you, Jake. And he's like, oh bros, you got me.
They all like run out of the bush. They're like, it's just a prank, bro.
And then
it's
the FBI is like, no.
Yeah.
Well, he's going to prison. And he's like, no.
They're all looking at him like, no, this isn't going back in there.
Right, right.
This is coming with us.
And then they cut
us.
Away and the guys are like, fuck yeah, we got it. What an idiot.
Well, guys, it was kind of an epic prank, but now we have to go testify in front
Don't
of,
worry, bro. We'll see you in 10 to 15. We'll keep the hype house going. What's his house called?
It was the Team 10 house.
So that's Team 10. What's Logan
but
Paul's house
now.
Called?
I think just Logan Paul's house. Logan's
he didn't
do like a team. Okay. The team 10 thing,
he's got
by
his
way,
whole
it's done
crew
now.
There though, right?
Probably.
But well, the interesting thing about this is what it basically leads to, or what the appeal of it, I would imagine, for the average consumer is,
this is our goose.
That
his name is Jerry.
You get to watch cool people doing all this cool stuff and this lavish lifestyle, once. You know? And
hey,
that's so fun because you get to know them. We have inside jokes with them.
We filled it up with Coke, so
but it's really fake. It's just
nice
this artificial thing.
I mean, I wouldn't say it's fake.
Well, someone got this off the ground.
They're just dancing. I don't know. It's just, I mean,
like, do you think any of them are actually even friends?
Yeah, I think so.
Or they just follow each other on TikTok?
I think they, I mean, you're asking someone that doesn't really know all this shit.
Right.
But I assume, I mean, these guys are just like 17 years old making dances in front of a camera.
More power to them, man. I respect the hustle.
I think that they're just having fun.
I just think it's, yeah.
But like all the drama that comes out of this shit.
Is there really drama though?
Yeah. There's some, I mean, it's like, it's high school shit. It's like, Lil Huddy kissed another girl the other day, and it wasn't Charlie. You know who Charlie D'Amelio is? She's like the biggest TikTok
I've heard about this.
They
she got
like,
in a fight
they
with
like
someone,
dating,
right?
They're like dating, and like he kissed another girl or something, but it's okay. It's
where'd
like,
he kiss her? Show me on the doll where he kissed her. Yeah. Oh no.
But it's I feel weird talking about that because they're young.
Are they?
Lil Huddy is like 18 or 19 now.
So he can vote.
Yeah.
Shocking. Horrifying. wait, the other one, what the girl
Charlie
you're talking
D'Amelio.
About? Yeah, how old is she?
16.
That is fucking awful.
Yeah.
So I've always, this is what we talked about.
You know
this.
What's fucked?
We talked about this with Kissing Booth.
Yeah. You know what's fucked? So Charlie D'Amelio has an older sister.
Does she actually have any talent to speak
she's
of?
She's just
good at this thing.
She's just dances.
She's good dances. At this thing. And it's not even real dancing. She's not a dancer. She hand
is
dances.
Better than most is what I would say.
This is literally polishing a turd we're talking about. Is she a good dancer?
No.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
let me show you that.
And I'm not trying to take anything away or like say anyone's less than. I'm just saying like it's very interesting. Like, we need better role models, right?
Yeah.
But I respect the hustle, man. If I could make fucking the money they're making at 16 or whatever age are, fuck me, dude. Charlie got caught vaping again.
Dude, that's literally just high school drama just blown up out of proportion.
Yeah,
house.
Shame on everyone. Shame on the world for letting this happen.
I mean, whatever.
Remember when you used to have to be like amazing for people to know who you were?
You had to be like talented.
Yeah. But like good at like multiple disciplines, like singer, dancer, actor, extraordinaire, gorgeous, impossibly handsome.
I mean, here's the thing though. It's all of these like,
and not to, I mean, that's, I don't want to sound like a fucking.
No, I know. And
douche.
I'm just about to just speak as an observer here. Yeah. This is just like 9 to 16 year olds.
Right.
They all have phones now.
Yep.
And I mean, they can't really pay for shit. So they're just going to swipe on TikTok all day because they don't have homework.
Right.
They don't have nothing to do. They're just swiping on TikTok. These kids get popular because they're cute and they do dances and they just like make all these funny faces and oh, he's shirtless and he's got abs. Oh my God. And
God.
And obviously kids are going to hit like way more often on these things.
Right.
And that's just how it works.
With everything in place, it makes more sense that this exists. You know what I mean? Like it'd be weirder if it didn't. But that doesn't make it easier or more palatable for me. I'm just like,
I know.
Like my first instinct with all of this shit is to always be like, why is this happening?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yeah.
But then I'm also like, it would have been cool to be a millionaire before you were, you know, 17.
I mean,
you can buy a Ferrari and can't drive yet. That's pretty dope. Like fucking Macaulay Culkin. But like that kid was a fucking an anomaly.
An actor,
Drew Barrymore.
To be fair though, I bet Macaulay Culkin's parents forced him into acting. I mean, yeah. Who knows?
He had a very strange relationship with his parents.
But what I was gonna say though is like, dude, when Justin Bieber got big from people were dog shitting him.
Yeah,
he was like,
you don't have talent.
You're just
that is so true. And that kid's fucking super talented.
Yeah, he's dope.
Yeah,
I didn't like his last album. Wasn't that great?
Well, now it's like, but where's like, the drive? Where's
yeah? Does he really need to make music
it's
anymore?
Like, and I always go back to bullshit stand up fucking like. What I don't even know what I'm just whatever. Basically, like, or even in art or music, it's like you work so hard to get that first thing out, right? And it's like your blood, sweat, and tears. Mm-hmm. It's your life to that point, And then everything after, if you actually hit, is kind of like, you know,
it's just cake. It's a cynical,
but it just depends on like what kind of artist you are or what kind of you know person you are, because some guys. Keep going and become prolific, and then some people just kind of fall off.
At the end of the day, like the talent will still find its reach and its fans,
right?
But like, it's just these dances on TikTok are so palatable, they don't offend anybody, they're just dancing, and being attractive, and doing whatever. And it's like, that's not, I mean, it's low effort to do and it's low effort to watch because you're not really taking anything in. And you're not really thinking about it. You're just like, oh, cool dance. Like, there's nothing to it.
Yeah.
And that's
profitable
the,
for some reason.
Yeah. It's crazy. What? And now since TikTok, you can't just play that song for free. You have to pay. You have to pay for every stream, pretty much. TikTok does.
What do you mean?
Or like they directly stream the song because TikTok's all songs, like real songs that people are dancing to.
Yeah.
And they can't make money off of that directly. Mm-hmm. All that money goes to the song because the song's being played. You know? So now the goal for a lot of these musicians is to make like TikTok songs to make dances to.
Wow.
And get huge off that. Yeah.
Interesting.
It's a really like different kind of market out
so
there.
You
right
basically
now.
Just need a song that's good for 35 seconds or
if that. Yeah. It's like the max is 60, but like dances are like 10 to 15 seconds.
Much. Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting. I did not know that.
Yeah.
I'm learning a lot.
You are. Yeah. This is like a little TikTok lesson.
And we're starting. The fish tank. Look for us on TikTok. We're both great at hand dancing. I'm not going to lie about it.
I'm laughing because we've said this for the last like
five months.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're starting a TikTok.
Guys, look out for the fish burrito TikTok.
Woo! We're going to be at our house, fish tank.
You know what's funny? We do have a TikTok. And there is one TikTok on it.
What is it?
It's the box video where I throw the stick in the box.
Dude,
the song The Box.
Come on, bro.
It was made in January.
Oh, at the club.
The club, yeah.
Yes, that's amazing.
That is the only TikTok we've got on there right now.
Well, look forward to more fish burrito.
It's got 1,200 views.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
What the fuck? Why aren't we doing that? Dude, we could be, oh my God, this is insane. And how much easier would it be to put like minute clips on TikTok and have people just like, oh,
dude, what the fuck? Why haven't I done that?
Because you're
dude, I don't want to keep bleeping this shit out. Okay, it's not fun. It's not fun to hear it either.
It's so fun.
No,
it's not so fun.
It's not a good word anymore. It's a bad word. Bad MJ. Bad
wait,
MJ.
Wait.
You get your claws taken away now.
Wait. Is it a bad word?
Yes.
Do we need to have this conversation right now?
I'm not in the mood to be trolled, MJ.
Ah,
this is not
damn
funny.
It. All right. Well, I'm going to only say it like two or three more times, but I'm going to say it again. Just look out for that. It's coming.
I'm just like playing
but
in my
no,
head
but
now.
Seriously, like
all
why
the bleeps in this episode. Oh,
yeah. Look for us.
Look
in
for us
Forbes,
on TikTok.
Because we're going to be millionaires now. Fuck.
The 30 under 30. I mean, not you, but.
I'm not, unfortunately. Which makes it even creepier that I'm trying to make myself famous on a child's platform. It's funny. It's like, yeah, like, you know how kids, you give them like things that simulate real life. You know, like you give them a little oven or a little cash register or a little lawnmower, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's basically what TikTok is for social media. It's like little people social media. You know what I mean? Like, that's horrifying.
Yeah.
Play School, TikTok, brought to you by Play School, which is owned also by China. The Republic. What does CCP mean anyways?
CCP?
Yeah.
The Communist.
Yes. Chinese Party. Chinese Communist Party.
Yeah, it's Chinese Communist Party.
Yeah. Brought to you by the CCP. Cultural Center of the Philippines.
Cultural Center for the Philippines.
Critical control
for
point.
For China.
Communist Party of China.
Yeah.
Dope. Dude, yeah. Chief Keef's really only 25
Chief
years
Keef
old.
Chief is only 25 years old.
What
the
fuck?
That's insane. One of my friends told me that...
Wait, why is it okay to say that's insane, but not that's retarded?
Because retarded means slow.
But insane might mean that you're like improperly characterizing
really
someone's
right now?
Mental
it's
illness.
It's not my job to pick what's not cool to say and what is, okay?
It is.
It's society.
As a free-thinking
society,
human being.
And society says that R word is bad.
Oh, my
and I
God.
Am going to have to go with that.
All right. All right.
Dude, cancel
I'll play
culture,
the heel on
cancel
this podcast. Culture's
fucking real, bro.
I don't mind.
I'm not playing any R words on my fucking shit. All right.
No, I was just testing the waters. Don't worry.
It ain't going over our airwaves, okay?
No.
That shit ain't happening.
Not up in here.
No.
We don't
not
play
in the fish
that
tank.
Shit. Not in the fish tank.
Fuck
use y'all. An R word, you're
fuck,
fucking out.
Fuck yeah.
You're fucking out.
Yeah.
All right. But yeah, Chief Keef's only 25.
Bro.
Holy shit.
Dude, it was really funny. One of my friends used to live in like a suburb area.
Mm-hmm.
Chief Keef bought a house in like the suburb area.
Yeah.
And he was just like making his music videos with like guns and shit in the suburbs.
Dope.
And they would come out and be like, yo, what's going on? And he's like, that's where I live.
That's amazing. Well, that's also like that RMR shit.
Oh yeah, we've got to play this.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
MJ started showing me this song, this music video.
Shout to Blakers. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you, Blakers.
Thank you for just turning
incredible.
Me on to a cultural phenomenon.
So this
or
music
phenomena?
Video.
Phenomena.
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 Phenomena. Phenomena, dude.
Phenomena.
Phenomena, dude.
Phenomena, mean. Yeah, RMR.
So
you
the song is called
my new favorite.
The song is called Rascal by RMR. We got a little peek at this before we started, and we are now going to watch it and talk about it because it's amazing. Fucking ads, dude.
5-hour energy with our Star Spangled Country Music Awards.
Wow.
Phenomenal. Phenomenal.
When you told me about this, I was like, bro, this is from like 5 months ago. Do we really want to? And you're like,
yes. We have
to. And
did not disappoint.
Incredible. The fucking ski masks.
Is this a so official? AKs. You think who runs this page or whatever?
RMR, the new
this
wave.
This is his.
The new wave. You see the watermark here? The
yeah,
new
yeah,
wave?
Yeah.
I think that's the. It's got to be like their thing.
Okay, well, if it is, that's cool because it came out in. So this.
Yeah, the new wave released this video. They have 9,300 subscribers.
That's not that many.
But this video has 3.3 million views,
which is phenomenal. And but February 27th.
Yeah.
This is a big moment.
Yeah.
For Black History Month.
You're right.
To introduce one of the greatest country songs I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah. Great song.
Phenomenal. Yeah.
Dude, I used to listen to Rascal Flatts all the time.
Why?
Because I was a 13-year-old in North Carolina.
It's a good,
dude.
That makes a lot of sense. That makes a
Come
lot
on.
Of sense.
I listened to a lot
so
of...
So this actually, you heard the melody
oh,
right off the get.
Immediately.
Yeah.
I was like,
yeah.
Holy shit, God bless the broken road.
Yeah, I am not a Rascal Flatts fan by any stretch of the imagination, but I can imagine that I would like this song, but now that I've heard this song before that song, I don't know if it would work. Is this a better song than the one you're...
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
All of the the social connotations here with like taking a classic country song made by four white guys and turning it into like this fuck cops, like black power, pointing guns at the camera.
I mean this is just a trap video.
Yes,
this is literally, I mean, the ski mask, the grills, the fucking the all guns,
all of the
Saint the brands, Laurent,
the brands,
bulletproof
all over
vest,
incredible. The off-white camo shirt, the grill, the goddamn chains.
Like, it's phenomenal. It's, I love the ski mask too,
and his fucking crew.
Oh yeah, just the goons. That is amazing.
And it looks like the video is made for nothing because it's just like in their house.
Right, right. Phenomenal.
Like the country song they're riffing is just a love ballad.
Yeah.
God bless the broken road that led me straight to you.
Yeah.
And he's like, and fuck the boys in blue. Yeah. My favorite part, I told you this, my favorite part is the intro.
Yeah.
Fuck. Where he's just singing. Like he completely just shows like. He's covering a Rascal another Rascal Flatts song in that little clip there. That's
so
a different
he's
one.
A fan.
I wake up, teardrops, they fall. And the fucking, all of the guns just pointing straight at you.
Right, right.
The ski masks.
Yeah.
I love this.
It's
I
phenomenal.
I love this whole video.
It's just, when I saw it, I was like, this is perfect.
Yeah, stream Rascal by RMR, everybody.
Yeah, that's a good one. I just think that's like such an interesting statement.
Yeah,
like just like the whole thing.
Yeah,
making the country song and then doing a straight up trap music video,
because
like, yeah, it just doesn't match and it's amazing. Like, to me, that video looks like if you went to Getty Images and you're like, I need a trap music video image, you would get that.
Yes.
But then if you heard the song, you'd be like, what the fuck?
Like, just whoa. Because you see that image, you're like, this is about to be some crazy
shit.
Yeah,
this is some boom bap fucking. Yeah. But no.
Like aggressive.
Yeah.
But no, it's
not even close.
Not only that, they're
hilarious. One drum.
Yeah.
In the entire song.
And they're sampling a Christian song.
Ooh.
God Bless the Broken Road.
Well.
So kind of Christian, pretty much, right?
Well.
Yeah. Would you say that?
I feel like Jesus towards the end of his life, or probably right when he was dying, was probably like, fuck 12 as well.
I guarantee you.
Well, because, you know, it's kind of their fault.
Yeah.
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 Those had to, I mean, whatever you want to call them.
Mm-hmm.
Some authority figure. So Jesus gets it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's about as Christian as you could be. Yeah.
Fuck that.
Fuck.
Fuck that shit.
Fuck.
So we're going to.
Yeah, that one's fun.
Yeah. So we're going to close out this portion of the podcast.
What is this? The devil all the time. What a sparkling Batman.
You put that there. You put that there.
I don't even know what that is.
I think The Devil All the Time is that Tom Holland movie that's coming out. Isn't that right?
Oh, Sparkling Bat. That is it. Sparkling Batman. I call them that because Edward sparkles in the sunlight. Sparkling Batman. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to definitely check that out. It's coming out on Netflix?
Gross.
I don't know.
That's for poor people.
But I'm heavily interested in this because it's got a great lineup. Great cast. Antonio Campos, that name sounds super familiar. Well, haven't heard of any of his movies. Cool. Devil All the Time. It's got
you're
Tom
for
Holland,
Netflix,
Robert
right?
Pence. Yes.
But like,
you just said ew.
It
wasn't me. You said ew.
I know. I'm saying you're for Netflix.
Yeah.
But we do have a fundamental difference in caring about theater release for major motion pictures.
Bro,
I'm just wondering. I'm just wondering.
No, I know. I'm for Netflix.
Yeah.
it's independent.
Yeah.
And also for, I think the most pure way to watch a movie is in a movie theater, and that's the best way.
Yeah.
Not for everybody, of course. Everybody, some people would love to sit in their dinky room with their stupid sound system and not a theater projection screen and watch their little
next
premiere
to a bunch
movie
of
there.
Fucking clowns and the one dude who brings a baby into the goddamn theater and everyone's coughing COVID.
That's a fucking sin right there. I hate that shit.
What if drive-in theaters come back in a big way?
I think they are.
Yeah.
They are.
That would be cool.
They're already coming back.
The thing about the sound, though,
it's more of like a...
Is there a Bluetooth thing now?
You do it on the radio. You go to the radio station,
but
it'll play
now
audio.
It's like you would hope you'd be able to have the option to Bluetooth wire in, right?
Because Bluetooth signal is like a short.
Can you
short
get an
distance.
HD frequency on these little dials and shit?
Yeah, and I'm sure if you wanted to,
you have a nice car,
you can hook up to like the Wi-Fi at the drive-in.
Yeah,
and have like your sound system play it through that. Because
that's what I would want.
Yeah,
you want to have like
I feel
that's
that.
To me the most important thing in the movie experience is. I mean, obviously, visually, it's got to be good, but sound is so important.
I agree.
Yeah. Like, I remember the when I saw the first of the new trilogy of Star Wars, I went to this, like, dope-ass, like, brand-new theater.
The Force Awakens.
Yes.
Yeah.
Dope theater. Sound phenomenal. I was by myself, and...
Yeah, you've told me this story.
I was high as gas.
You told me this story before. You were like,
and then I saw it again in a theater that wasn't quite as good, and the sound wasn't quite right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just was not the same experience.
See, that's why part of me is like a fan of AMC. Yes, they're a massive corporation, but their theaters tend to stick to the same like equipment.
Right, right. And well, there's like a studio or like a standard.
Yeah, kind of there thing. Is a standard. Yeah. And obviously, the newer the AMC, the cooler shit that they'll have.
100%.
And the Century City one has some really good theaters in there.
Still known, yeah. I went to the Arclight.
Arclight's good. Arclight's really solid.
I feel
solid.
Like that's kind of, yeah.
That, the Cinema Dome, Cinerama Dome, whatever it's called.
Yeah.
That one's like top notch.
And we don't have to worry about any of those places because they'll never be opened again.
Which breaks my... fucking film bro heart.
Dude, we'll get our own we'll get a baller ass theater at the fish tank.
Dude, you see these?
Yeah. I do see those. Pretty legit.
They're legit.
Yeah.
They're legit as fuck.
You need a projector then.
Yeah, that's the issue.
Yeah. Well, Kamala Harris?
Nah, bro, let's close it out.
Are you pumped?
No. But it's the best thing we got, though. It's the only thing we got. It's the only option that we got to vote for. So I have to be like cool with it. She locked up a bunch of black people for weed, and that's not cool.
All kinds of black, brown, Chinese. Doesn't matter.
But
you're white.
Day,
she'll put you in jail.
At the end of the day, though, historic that she's the first black woman to ever be in the VP ticket.
Right.
I mean, it's great.
Mm-hmm.
I sincerely hope Biden wins.
Mm-hmm.
Can't take any more of this bullshit. That's my two cents.
If her,
that's all I got to say about it.
If they really want to win, and I said this before.
Oh, yeah. Here we go.
First off, we're calling her Kamala.
No.
Yes.
Stop.
Killer Cam.
Oh, you
and
suck. You
Cam
suck.
Dog. Her and Rick Ross need a song.
A collab.
A banger.
Fucking collab.
They both got their starts.
Fish Tank will shoot the music video.
Fucking right.
Yeah.
Her and Rick Ross both got their start in the prison industrial complex. So they've got a through line, right? They call it Prison Puppies. They call it Paw Patrol because they're dogs.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. We get JoJo Bidey with some cool glasses, maybe some fronts. Dude, that grill RMR's got, we put Joe Biden in a ski mask with a grill. And it says 46
Yeah.
On it instead of the cross. All right,
I'm fucking with
you. You see what I'm saying? Yes. And weekend at Bernie's him. He's just like, he's not mic'd up. Do not mic him up.
Don't.
You don't want him saying anything.
You ain't black if you don't like this song.
You don't like this song, then you ain't black. You don't want that. And then I think they play that at all of the virtual conventions they're gonna do.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, how do you not win? Landslide victory. Get D'Amelio or Lil Huddy. Get all these fucks TikTok dancing to the banger.
Well, dude, the kids that watch them don't vote, so don't get them.
It doesn't matter. They're going to be playing it in their parents' houses subconsciously. Actually, that might work against them because then your parents are,
shut this shit
off. Let's just try it as an experiment.
No.
We'll see what, like a subconscious psyop.
Is this why you wanted to bring up Kamala before we ended it? So you could just bring this shit into it?
Yeah.
Critical rap song with Rick Ross.
Yeah.
No, I'm for it, though.
It's a psyop. Yes. And I started it. Listen, we've already taken down Ellen, Chris D'Elia.
No, thank you. Thank you for shoehorning this conversation into the end of the podcast episode. I really appreciate I'm putting in my fun bit. I'm putting it in. No, I respect it, though. I do it all the time.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's a good idea.
I'm allowing this because
I think if they would let me run this campaign, we could win by a landslide.
Yeah.
And
I'm allowing this because I forced you to watch Kissing Booth. I'm allowing this
bit.
Fair enough.
I get like two or three more bits.
You get a couple more.
All right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that was horrible.
Okay.
Okay.
So if you've made it this far, we're about to record the next portion because MJ's leaving for 2 weeks.
Going to the dirty, baby.
Yeah, so he'll be busy living it up in VA.
Catching COVID, baby.
So we're recording a double whammy right now.
Yes.
The next episode, next week, is going to be, we're going to talk all about anime. We got requested a anime discussion, so we're going to talk about what we've been watching.
Yes.
What we want to watch, and what we have watched, you know, our favorites.
Yes.
So if you're into that.
Indeed.
Stay tuned for that one. It's going to be fun.
Fun, fun, fun. And thank
you
guys so
much. We're going to talk about our favorite waifus and our favorite hentais, too.
Whoa.
I need you to be aware because it's going to happen.
Whoa. What was the first thing you said?
Waifus?
What is that?
Bro, you don't have a waifu.
What is that?
It's...
We'll talk about it on the next episode.
If you want to find out what a waifu is.
Is this like TikTok? Like, what is happening? Am I about to learn something? All right. MJ Bragg 1200 on all social media.
Yeah.
Cal.
Fish Burrito Pod.
Yes. Fish Burrito Pod.
Fish Burrito Pod.
Look us up on TikTok.
I'm at freaking Cal on Twitter. Cal. I love Twitter. My Twitter's been popping off, bro.
Has it really?
I love it.
Twitter. I've been seeing you out there twitting.
I'm twitting.
Is that what we call it?
Twitting away, dude. Okay.
Is that what you call it?
Where's White Claws? Also, what's TikTok?
Who's TikTok? I never heard it. Is that Chinese?
All right.
This was a good one.
Thank you for listening. Hope you enjoyed. Can't wait for anime talk in 5 minutes.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Best, bud.
Yeah,
take care, guys.
See ya.